John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Are you struggling with issues in your life from which you would like to be set free? Did you know that as his follower, Jesus wants you to be free from that struggle or sin? Yes, he does, and one way in which you can do this is by claiming your freedom and acting upon it. In Romans chapter 6, verse 11, we read, "So you must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." When you die to your sin, when you realize you are no longer a helpless victim constantly under the control of evil, you will be a victor in the Lord. How do you do this? It starts by understanding that obedience to anything leads to being a slave to it. In Romans chapter 6, verse 16, we read, "Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death, or of obedience which leads to righteousness? Whatever or whomever you obey, you serve. If you are obedient to sin, then you will become a slave to sin. And if you obey righteousness, then you will serve righteousness. If you are desperate enough to break free from sin and yield your life to serve Jesus, be encouraged that it is possible to make that decision to no longer serve sin. You can do this by planting seeds of righteousness in your life and watering them daily through prayer and the study of God's Word. In doing so, you will discover a new power to break free from the old life and live victoriously in the new life through complete obedience to Jesus Christ." Please join us next week.